This is an important reminder when it comes to your advertising strategy. The way that I teach it, as you probably know by now, is different from what everyone else teaches. Everyone else teaches use ads to build your funnel or to get opt-ins into your funnel. It's all about selling. You know, their ads are all about selling. And the framework I've given you since the beginning of this course, and I'm reminding you here again, so we can end the course in a way that's with the correct principles, is their ads are for two purposes. They're for growing a warm audience and then selling to that warm audience. So in other words, there's two types of ads that I run: content ads and offer ads. And if you're not running both types of ads, then you're not really following my strategy. And whatever strategy is working for you, great. But I would highly recommend, obviously, the strategy that I teach and that I use every day in my business. So content, remember, is about the purpose of content is not to, I'm going to interest you in signing up for my thing. That's not really pure content. That is a call to action or a selling message disguised as content. And if you do that, you're not being authentic with your content. It's not authentic content by definition. It's selling content, okay? Which, you're not being transparent about what the content's for. You tell a story and then suddenly, oh, that's why you should sign up for me. But fine. People do that all the time, but it's just not authentic content. It's not the kind of content that will make someone who doesn't know you go, wow, that was a powerful story, or that was an inspirational idea. And what's this person selling? There's nothing they're selling. That's unique. That's different from any other ad I've seen, which is why my strategy works. Okay. So content is about ministry. On the one hand, you're really doing your best to benefit the world. And on the other hand, it's about self-exploration. You're genuinely trying to figure out your own message and your own experiences, what they mean to you and to the world. And so self-exploration and outer service, inner exploration, outer service is the how I look at the authentic content marketing. So always be experimenting with a variety of how you're exploring yourself and how you're serving the world. So look at your best content, the ones that got the most engagement, and then run ads on those to cool audiences who might love you. So we grow our audience and a true audience by running ads on our best content that is filtering content, content that is not just easily likable. It's not just an inspirational quote. Who wouldn't like that? It's not just a cat video. Who wouldn't like that? Of course, everyone would like that. That builds you a diluted, warm audience. You don't want that. You want filtering content that's like, okay, my ideal client would get this. Most of the world would not. That's the kind of content that would do really well to build a true, warm audience. So content on the one hand, and then invitations are also the type of second type of ad that I run that you should run. I recommend it, where you are now targeting your warm audience. Remember, content for a cool audience or lukewarm, and then invitations for the warm audience. And I call them invitations rather than sales messages or calls to action or offers. It's because it's like you're inviting from a spirit of warm, a warm gathering of friends, a warm gathering of kindred spirits. You're inviting them, hey, does this event sound interesting? Does this service sound interesting to you? Does this program sound interesting to you? Do I sound interesting? I'm inviting you to play with me. So that kind of spirit of invitation, whether it's buying something from you, buying a product or service, or whether it's joining an event or a webinar, or whether it's scheduling some time to talk with you, or whether it's signing up for an email newsletter, okay? But you're inviting them in to your community of buyers or newsletter subscribers or webinar attendees or whatever it may be. So again, two types of ads: content ads to the cool audience or lukewarm audience, and or lukewarm audience, serve spirit of ministry, spirit of exploration and ministry. And then invitation ads to warm audience in the spirit of invitation, the spirit of community building. So I hope this is helpful, and thank you for being part of this course.